It's on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Corn Palace. We're in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon with Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHIS. Hastings getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader with the women's game up first. Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman joins us. And, Coach, you guys already have locked up the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship. I guess we can now get into the postseason mode, huh?
Well, we've got one more left in the marathon. And you know, that's what we've been talking about is to win the conference, it's a long season. It's a long marathon. And I think one of the distinctions of being a conference champion is it says over the long haul you were the best team. Then starting next week we get into the sprint work, the three games in the conference tournament and hopefully the five games in the national tournament where it's one and done. It's you know, you got to have great focus. Everybody's playing at their highest level of the season. But we've got some business to take care of today. We want to finish the season ranked number one in the country and have an opportunity to go into the national tournament with the number one seed.
This is kind of the point of the season last year where these girls kind of kicked it up another notch and we made a nice run to the national tournament.
Well, we did. I think at this point we started finally gelling. We felt like we really had the right combinations on the floor, offensively and defensively, and they started playing well with each other.
After playing some of the heavyweights in the conference, we finish off with Dana and now Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon, some of the teams that are at the bottom half of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It's kind of time for you to maybe just catch your breath before the postseason gets underway?
You know, that's always one of the concerns is that you look at it and we learned. I hope we learned a lesson with Midland last year and a couple of different schools that beat us on the road because we didn't go in with great focus. We look at the top eight teams in this league. They're pretty much guaranteed of winning at home. And then the next four or five teams in the league, they're guaranteed of winning somewhere, some down the road, you know, somewhere against any team in the league. And so we want to make sure that we, again, don't stub our toe today, come in and not give them the respect that they deserve because they've got some excellent players on their team and end up limping out of Mitchell when the day's over with.
Are you concerned at all that the girls are looking past this game, or they've been pretty focused all week?
You know, I don't think it's a case of looking past. I just think there's a relief. We looked into that seven-game stretch that we had about starting about 5 weeks ago, and we felt that's really going to be the games that determine whether we can be conference champions or not. And they did a great job with those. We went 6-1 in those ball games. Even on Tuesday night with the Dana game, I just felt like there was a kind of a going through the motions of things. And I think that's just the emotional relaxation that's occurred after all those high-pressure games with Briarcliff and Northwestern and Morningside and so forth. So that's the thing that I'm hoping our seniors step up today and just go, all right, last game, make sure we do this right. And not take anything for granted.
Hastings beating Midland the other night, 81-56 on the road, just businesslike. You shot pretty well around your average and held down. I guess defensively, again, it was the case that Hastings came out with tremendous defense in that ballgame.
You know, we did. We played solid throughout the ballgame. From an emotional standpoint, I didn't think there was a lot going on. You didn't see much excitement on the floor when something happened. But we put on a workmanlike effort and got the job done. We had about a 15-point lead at halftime, and we extended it. But now this is a better ball team. They play very well at home. The Corn Palace is an interesting place to play in a lot of times, and it's senior night for them. And we know how much emotion we played the Northwestern ball game with when we had our senior night. So I'm expecting a great performance by Dakota Wesleyan.
Let's talk about your defensive effort against Dana. Held them to a 29% shooting, only 19 points in the first half again, and forced 23 turnovers in the ball game.
Well, that's got to be the key for everything. Our conference championship is based on our defense and our good execution on offense. We've shot the ball well all year long. I shot the shots we should shoot, and people hit what they were supposed to hit. But, you know, just like in our national tournament run last year, if you don't have the ability to stop teams when you're shooting 17% in the first half, then it's going to be one and done in the sprint work. So we've got to continue to build on that. Wesleyan is going to pose some matchup problems for us today with their quickness, and so we'll see how quick our minds are as well as our feet today.
Lindsay, another solid ball game with 22 points, 8 rebounds. Heather McEwen stepping up the other night with 17 points again for the second straight game. She's at 17. She kind of find her stride down for the postseason.
You know, I think Heather is really starting to shoot the ball well again. There's good patience with her. Not only is she scoring 17 points, but she's shooting a great percentage while she's doing it. And she's picking her spots. She's moving well. I think we've set some good screens for her. So it's just, again, it's a combination of things are clicking right now for us offensively. And that's why we've been one of the top five field goal percentage teams all year. And interestingly enough, we've been the number one three-point shooting field goal percentage team most of the year.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about today's opponents in Dakota Wesleyan as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. His Broncos in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon to take on Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is 8-21 in the season. They are 4-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, coming off of a loss to Northwestern the other day, 102-49. But you can throw that out the window. Like you said, this is a much better team here at home.
Well, I think two things happened in the Northwestern game. Number one, Northwestern is at home, and they're very tough to beat at home. And number two, they probably were a little angry after the game at Hastings on Saturday. So there was a little bit of a get-after-it factor that occurred that day. Reading the newspaper article, it looked like they jumped on them 11-0. Wesleyan hit one three-point field goal, and then it was about another 9-0 run, and the next thing you know, it was kind of like our Doan game, where suddenly it was 44-11, and it was game, set, and match. So, again, this is a home game for them. They're a much better team here, and because of senior night, I really expect some great performances, at least out of the seniors.
Their premier player is probably Allison Johnson, a 5'6" senior, leads the team in scoring, 14 points per ball game, good outside shooter, good three-point shooter. Just talk about her as a player.
You know, there's nothing Allison can't do. She takes it to the hole and finishes well. Even though she's only 5'6", she's got great strength, got a quick release on her three, got great range. She has Heather-type range on her three. So Rachel's really got her hands full today, and we wanted Rachel on her for the idea that have a couple of extra inches of height on her, so if she does take us to the hole, that we can contest that shot. And I think that's where it begins, is that we've got to somehow try and contain her, because as you look at their box scores, she's pretty consistently been in double figures night after night after night. No matter what the team did, she seemed to be playing a good game every night.
Maggie Malloy is the other player that's in double figures, right around 12 points per ballgame.
Well, and Kim will draw the assignment with her, and the interesting thing with Maggie is that she really likes to draw contact all the time. She's constantly looking to get to the free throw line, and on those nights when she has 20 points, most of the time she's got 17, 18, 19 free throws on those nights. So I think Kim is probably our most disciplined defensive player. She'll make it tough for Maggie to catch the ball in the first place, and then she's got great lateral movement, and she'll do a better job of keeping her cushion, forcing Maggie to shoot a shot, and then not allowing her to draw the foul on her.
You mentioned some matchup problems earlier. Where was that going to occur, and how do we overcome that?
Well, when you've got Kim guarding one of the wings, then now we've got to have somebody guard the point guard, and we're going to have Heather guard the point guard today. Heather's going to have about 6 inches on their point guard, but there's going to be a quickness factor there. So that one gets a little interesting. Both of their posts are going to move around quite a bit, and we've seen it, particularly with Morningside's posts, that they can cause some problems when they step out and make us leave the basket, especially with Alicia. So Alicia will have a challenge ahead of her. Plus, then on top of it, we don't have Alicia down there. Every time we do get beat, there's a chance she might be guarding somebody out at 18 feet, and so there's not that shot blocker behind us if we get beat.
The problem is that the point guard, the quickness out there seems to be the biggest obstacle. How do we overcome that out there?
Well, the biggest thing Heather has to do is just play good position defense and understand she has a 6-inch height advantage, so she doesn't have to get on her quite as tight, but she's got to make sure that she keeps it in front of her. And in the same principle as Rachel with her sister, is that we're going to have a height advantage. Just keep it in front of her, make him shoot over a taller person, and on paper that should work.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting Reynolds in the play-by-play description up next. It's Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. or envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Corn Palace. We're in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings College basketball on the air this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to wrap up the 2009-2010 regular season with a meeting against the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan University. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon as we get set for the women's ball game here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today on 1230 KHAS. So again, welcome to the Corn Palace here this afternoon. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHS. Dakota Wesleyan, our opponents here today. The women's ball game. Dakota Wesleyan coming in a record of 8 wins and 21 losses on the season. They are just 4-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference so far this season. Their four wins in the conference have been a road game at Dort back there in November. November 21st, matter of fact, they beat the defenders by the score of 67-66. They've got a road win in the conference at Midland Lutheran, 78-73. They beat Doan here at home by the score of 73-48. And they have beaten Dana here at home by the score of 69-59. It's been kind of a rough week, though, for Dakota Wesleyan. They faced the Northwestern the other night and got blown out by the Red Raiders by the score of 102-49. And now they're facing number one-ranked Hastings here this afternoon. Broncos are coming off of a win over Dana the other night, winning by the score of 81-56. Heather McEwen shot for 17 points in that ball game, second straight game that she has hit 17 points for the Broncos. Lindsay Ducey again led the way for Hastings in that ball game, 22 points and 8 rebounds in the ball game as the Broncos very businesslike went on the road and beat one of the cellar dwellers in the G-Pack, Dana, hitting 45% from the field and 35% of their three-pointers. Their defense was exceptional again. That's been the story of the Broncos season so far. They allowed just 29% shooting in the ballgame, 19 points in the first half, and forced 23 turnovers in the ballgame. So it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon.
This will be the 25th all-time meeting between the two schools, and Hastings has the advantage 22-2 over Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will go to Lindsay Ducey, the 6'1" and senior out of Omaha. Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" and sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Rachel Isherwood, the 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. Heather McCune, the 5'9" and senior out of Ravenna. And Kim Feynman, the 5'5" and senior out of Lawrence Nelson. The starters for Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon, Angela Notaboom, who's a 5'10" and senior from Corsica, South Dakota. Also, Emily Bastian. Bastian is 5'10", a senior out of Henry, South Dakota. Ashley Palmer is a 5'4" and senior from DeSemet, South Dakota. Ashley Johnson is a 5'3" and senior from Mount Vernon, South Dakota. And then her sister, Allison Johnson, their leading scorer, averaging 14 points per ball game, a 5'6" and senior from Mount Vernon, South Dakota. Hastings dressed in their road blacks here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan will be in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue, the final home game for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers here this season. There's a shot in the lane by Alicia Stadler of Hastings as the Broncos control the opening tip. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. So just underway, women's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense there. They go inside, and Nishana's up and in. Angela Notaboom scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan on the feed from Allison Johnson on the wing on the right side. And Dakota Wesleyan is down on top of the Broncos here this afternoon. 2-0 is the score. Here's Feynman down the lane. Bounce pass down low. Stadler shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Notaboom for Dakota Wesleyan. 45 seconds into the ball game, Dakota Wesleyan trying to upset the number one ranked Broncos here this afternoon. Allison Johnson has got the ball on the wing now for Dakota Wesleyan. Back outside, that's Bastian with the ball. Bastian goes on the wing, left side to Palmer. Three-pointers put up and in. Ashley Palmer scoring is 5-0. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of the Broncos here today. Here's a Kim Feynman back with the ball for Hastings. Feynman across the 10-second line as they move it over on the wing on the left side. McEwen has got it. McEwen holds the ball, now puts it on the floor. Uses up the dribble, goes inside to Ducey, spins one way, then the other, and backs one home. Lindsay Ducey scores for Hastings. She needs 26 points today to become the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College history, surpassing Mary Stoom at the top of the list. She needs 26 points today to break the record. She's got two so far here this afternoon. Out of the free throw line is Notaboom, drives it down the right side of the lane. Ball poked away by Ducey. It is picked up now by Ashley Johnson. A couple of Johnson sisters out here for Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. There's Allison Johnson, picked up by Feynman. Top of the key to Bastian, drives it down the lane. Whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Stadler of Hastings. That's going to be your first team foul on the Broncos here this afternoon. Into the ball game immediately off of the bench is going to be Elise Schlake. She comes in. Alicia Stadler will come to the bench. So Schlake comes into the ball game now for Hastings as Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball. Ashley Johnson gets it to Allison Johnson. Back down to Ashley on the baseline. She drives. There's a pass into the corner. Wide open. A three-pointer is put up and in. Wide open in the left corner. Getting the shot there is going to be Ashley Palmer. She's knocked down a couple of trays in the ball game, and it is now an 8-2 ball game in favor of Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Palmer knocks down her first couple of three-pointers on the season here against Hastings. She had not hit a three-pointer until today, and she knocks down two in the first couple of minutes. There's a feed inside. McEwen goes to Ducey, and she lays it in. Second field goal of the ball game now for Lindsay Ducey, and it's an 8-4 ball game in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Entry pass to get it to Notaboom right there at the elbow, right side, picked up by McEwen. Comes out now to Ashley Johnson. Johnson to Allison Johnson, around the horn to go. That's going to be Notaboom with the ball back outside. Here's Palmer again, a three-pointer put up there and in. Ashley Palmer has knocked down three three-pointers in a basketball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, and it is 11-4. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings. Bounce pass comes inside to Ducey. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Bastian for Dakota Wesleyan. Ashley Palmer has been on fire here for Dakota Wesleyan. She's knocked down three threes, and it's 11-4. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Ashley Johnson has got the ball. Johnson comes over here to Angela Notaboom, picked up there by McEwen of Hastings. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, and it's picked up by McEwen. Now a foul is going to be called at the midcourt stripe. It's going to go on Bastian, Emily Bastian for Dakota Wesleyan. First team foul called there on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. 11-4 is the score. Hastings Trailing in the ball game, there's Ducey with it now. Out to Feynman. Her shot from just inside the ring. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Ducey, and the lane goes back up, and she's fouling the play as Ducey is knocked down. A foul is going to be called here on Dakota Wesleyan, and it's going to be Ducey going to the free throw line. Just checking the numbers for Ashley Palmer, who has hit 3 3-pointers here in the first half. She was 0 of 8 on 3-pointers coming into the ball game for the season for Dakota Wesleyan, and she's knocked down 3 here in the first couple of minutes. 11-4 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Ducey gets the free throw to go down, and she's now got 5 points in the contest. In fact, she scored all 5 for Hastings. It's 11-5. Into the ball game now is Ashley Maley for Dakota Wesleyan, as she will check in. A 6-foot junior from Del Rapids, South Dakota. Next shot is up there. It is good from Ducey. She's got all the points for the Broncos. 11-6. 16-28 to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan trying to pull off an upset in the final game of the regular season here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Ashley Johnson with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Goes on the far sideline now to a Palmer, picked up now by Schlake of Hastings. There's Maley with the ball. Her pass down to the baseline is going to be right through the fingertips of Johnson, out of bounds. Turnover number 1 on Dakota Wesleyan. They averaged 20 on the season. 11-6 is the score. 16 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. We're at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon, as the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams wrap up the regular season, the conference tournament. The postseason tournament gets underway next week. Here's Isherwood with the ball down low. They get it to Ducey right in front of the basket. Her shot is up there, dances around the rim, and goes down. Lindsay Ducey now with 9 points in the ball game, and it is a 11-9 ball game. It should be on the scoreboard as they make the correction up there. 11-9 should be the score. 15:37 to play. Here's Allison Johnson with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Goes over to the left side to Palmer, and a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called on Dakota Wesleyan. We'll double check the score here. It's 11-8. Obviously, they allowed Ducey only a 2-pointer, and that's a 3 that we had marked down previously. So they only gave him a 2-pointer. We'll make sure that is correct. The scoreboard is sitting at 11-8 right now. Ducey has got the ball back outside to McEwen. McEwen drives it down to the left side of the lane, stops, comes out to Ducey now at the top of the circle. Now to Schlake over here to Isherwood, drives it into the lane. She forces up a shot. It's going to be good, but it won't count. A foul on the way in. And it's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Angela Notaboom. That's going to be her first personal foul. So 11-8 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game with 15:09 to play. Hastings will play things in as a Feynman. We're going to McEwen out here in three-point territory, right side of the lane. Entry pass, they get it to Ducey. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good, and the rebound is ripped out of there by Dakota Wesleyan. Ashley Maley has got the ball. Maley now to Brittany Hills, who's into the ball game for the Tigers. At the point, Ashley Johnson goes over to Allison Johnson. There's a feed down low, breaking loose and getting to the hole is Brittany Hills, and she lays it in. Down here on the baseline left side, Brittany Hills scores, and Dakota Wesleyan is out on top on a score of 13-8. 14:40 to play here in the first half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. McEwen goes to Ducey outside to Schlake. Her shot from inside the free throw circle is going to be no good. Rebound to Brittany Hills, comes to the near sideline, and she is going to be fouled here. Nope, she stepped out of bounds. Hills stepped out of bounds there, so a turnover on Dakota Wesleyan, their third of the ball game. Schlake is going to check out. Here comes Becky Teschen now for the Broncos. Hastings 26-3 on the season, 16-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have also won the regular season championship. No matter what happens here today, here's Feynman, left side of the lane, puts up a little 17-footer. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. One shot and out for the Broncos so far. Hills has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Goes to the far sideline to Duracek, who's into the ball game for the first time. Kenzie Duracek over on the right side is tipped out of bounds there by Becky Tesh of Hastings. 17 seconds left on the shot clock as Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. 14-10 remaining here in this first half. Dakota Wesleyan out on top, 13-10. There's a feed down low. It's going to be knocked away by Feynman, and it's picked up here by McEwen. Fourth turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Isherwood has got the ball for the Broncos. Down to Feynman, left side of the lane. Feynman holds the ball, puts it on the floor, tries to dribble it against Johnson, gives it up now to Isherwood. Isherwood lobs it inside again to Ducey, double team, kicks it out to McEwen for a 3. Shot is up there, off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. Out on the pass, so it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Feynman, down low to Isherwood. Her shot is up and in. Rachel Isherwood scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Rachel has now got 999 points in her career at Hastings College. Needs only one more point here this afternoon to break the 1,000-point barrier. 13-10 is the score now. Hastings still trailing by 3 points in the ball game. Allison Johnson has got the ball out here in 3 points. Detroit loses control of the dribble. Feynman goes for the steal. Can't get to it. Johnson picks it back up. Here's Ashley Johnson now from the corner. 4-3. Shot is up there. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Isherwood. Rachel runs it back the other way across the midcourt stripe. Isherwood down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to McEwen. Now to Ducey for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebounded in the lane there by Duracek. Throws it to the far sideline. Picked up there. And a timeout is called. Ashley Bailey was really hemmed in right in front of the scorer's table right at the midcourt stripe, and Dakota Wesleyan will call a timeout. So we'll take a break, 12 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half. It is Dakota Wesleyan 13, Hastings College 10.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
13-10 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense following the timeout. Bailey drives it down the right side of the lane, stops, comes out to the free throw line. With the ball, there is a Duracek for Dakota Wesleyan. Out to Ashley Johnson on the wing. Johnson takes it down on the baseline, and then she steps out of bounds. Isherwood was right there defensively and kind of forced her down to the baseline, and she finally stepped out of bounds. That is the sixth turnover in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings trailing in the contest by the score of 13-10. Bounce pass goes inside to Stadler. She mishandles the ball, and then Dakota Wesleyan loses the ball out of bounds. Duracek and Brittany Hills kind of ran into each other down there after they deflected the ball away from Stadler of Hastings. It goes out of bounds, so the Broncos will play things in. Becky Tesh has got it out here in 3 point territory, sends it down in the corner. That is a Feynman with the ball. Inside down to Ducey. She's double teamed, comes out to Isherwood. Now to Becky Tesh from 15. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Stadler. She's tied up on the play. Ashley Bailey got her hands in there for Dakota Wesleyan to tie her up. Arrow pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Dakota Wesleyan has got it. 13-10 is the score. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. 12-12 remaining in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan brings the ball up to four. This is going to be Brittany Hills. Gets away from Tesh. Bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds there by Stadler of Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan is 10th out of the 13 teams in offensive production this year. They're averaging 61 points per ball game on offense. They are 9th out of the 13 teams in defensive average. They're giving up 68.7 points per ball game. So the pace right now, definitely the pace that Dakota Wesleyan wants to play here this afternoon. They would much rather play this game down in the 50s and 60s and play Hastings in the half court. 13-10 right now. The Tigers out to a 3-point lead. This is Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Ashley Johnson works against Tess, and now a foul is calling Becky. Ashley took it down on the baseline there for Dakota Wesleyan, and Tesh picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Hastings. Into the ball game now will be Allison Johnson for Dakota Wesleyan. Going out is going to be Ashley Johnson. Inbounding the ball will be Brittany Hills. Gets it in now to a Palmer. Palmer has hit 3 3-pointers in this basketball game this afternoon. Allison Johnson has got it at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Stops there against Feynman. Has to get rid of it. Finally does. Ashley Palmer has got it beyond the 3-point circle. Now picked up by Tesh of the Broncos. Out to Allison Johnson. 13 on the shot clock. Allison Johnson working against Feynman now at the point. Drives it into the lane. Stops there. Double team. Forces up a shot. Traveling violation. Johnson kind of fell down. She took it down the left side of the lane. Forces up a shot. And she's whistling for the traveling violation. 7 turnovers on Dakota Wesleyan here in this basketball game. They still have a 3-point lead over Hastings. It is 13-10. Broncos walk the ball up the floor here. Kim Feynman across the midcourt stripe goes over to Sophia McDermott, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. McDermott holds the ball out to Feynman, top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, comes out to McDermott, out beyond the 3-point circle. Now she dribbles to the free throw line to Becky Tesh, long-range jumper way off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Marie Olson, who's into the ball game now. Long pass down to 4-2 at Duracek for Dakota Wesleyan. Tries to drive it to the hole, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. 8 turnovers already on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. The Tigers out on top by a score of 13-10. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Thaman has got the ball for Hastings. Thaman down the lane she goes. A running one-hander. It's going to be no good. Stadler has a rebound. Lost it. It's picked up by Isherwood. Isherwood out to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. Ashley Palmer with the rebound. Gets it away now to Brittany Hills. 13-10. Tigers have the lead over top-ranked Hastings College here this afternoon. Brittany Hills goes to Duracek. Duracek over on the right side now to Marie Olson. To the elbow. Right side to Hills. Dumps it down low. A shot is up and in. Palmer scores. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. She was only averaging 1.1 points per ball game, and she was a 0% three-point shooter coming into the contest today. She's knocked down three threes, and she's got 11 points in the ball game, and she hits that last field goal right in front of the basket. 15-10 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has got a five-point lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Kim Thaman with the ball to Isherwood, drives it down the lane, forces up a shot. It's no good, traveling violation. First turnover on Hastings as Isherwood took the ball out of the hole. Here comes Ducey back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Tesh. 15-10. Statler is going to check in as well, and Thaman will check out. So Hastings going with a taller lineup now with Ducey and Statler. Also McEwen and McDermott and Isherwood into the ball game. 15-10. The Tigers out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. There's Marie Olson with the ball outside the ring now to Ashley Johnson. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. There's a Duracek with it now to Johnson. Johnson comes out to Olson. About 25 feet away from the basket. Gives it away now to a Duracek. Here's a pass right side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Isherwood of Hastings. She drives it back one on three. Now holds up. Goes to McDermott. Outside to McEwen. McEwen fakes the three-pointer. To the free throw line is Statler. Now to Isherwood. Inside the ring on the right side of the lane. Comes out now to Isherwood. Now to McEwen. Now to Isherwood again. Entry pass knocked away from Statler. And it's going to be picked up here by Johnson. Second turnover on Hastings in the ball game. 9:09 to play in the first half. 15-10. Tigers with a lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Ashley Johnson with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Comes out to Marie Olson. Olson comes to the right side. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Duracek. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Duracek throws up the long-range jumper from the right side of the lane. That drew nothing but air. She's going to go out of the ball game now, and coming in is going to be Angela Notaboom. Here comes Jessica Barcher into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Barcher is a 5'6" sophomore from Emory, South Dakota. The Tigers 4-13 in the conference this year. They are 8-21 overall, but they lead number one ranked Hastings here this afternoon at the Corn Palace. It is 15-10. There's a McDermott with the ball, stops at the top of the 3-point circle, goes over there to a McEwen, now to Ducey from the elbow. Ducey won't put up a shot, goes out to McEwen. Now Ducey deep in the corner left side. Comes out on top. The ball is deflected away from Isherwood. Rachel picks it back up. Goes to McDermott. Sophia McDermott with the ball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. They get it inside to Ducey, and she's fouled in the play. Foul in the play by Marie Olson of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers here this afternoon. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 8:28 remaining here in the first half. And here's a foul as Hastings inbounds the ball. Going to go on Ducey, I think, number 45. That's the case. Ducey picks up the foul first. Team foul number 3 on Hastings. So Ducey getting hit with a personal foul there just as Hastings inbounded the ball to McEwen. 15-10, Tigers have the lead. Hastings has scored only 10 points in the first 12 minutes of the basketball game here this afternoon. Allison Johnson with the ball. Now to Marie Olson at the top of the key. Over to Barcher on the left side trying to dribble. And does inside the ring. Bounce pass goes inside to Olson. She forces up a shot over Stadler. No good. Rebound comes down to Ducey of Hastings. Lindsay dribbles out of there. 12 minutes into the ball game. It's 15-10. Dakota Wesleyan with a 5-point lead over the Broncos. McDermott inside the free throw circle. Goes over to McEwen. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. Shot no good. Stadler with a rebound. Now to McDermott. Shot from 10. No good. Rebound Isherwood. Isherwood left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to McEwen now. Heather bounce pass back inside to Ducey. Down to McDermott, 4-3. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Ball is picked up on the bounce here in the lane by Ashley Johnson. So two or three shots at the bucket there for Hastings that wouldn't go. Ashley Johnson comes down with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. To Barcher. Barcher dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Comes to the near sideline. Ashley Johnson takes McDermott down to the baseline. Here's a pass deflected away. Picked up by Johnson. She was out of bounds. 7:18 to play. Here in the first half, it's 15-10. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead over the Broncos. Kim Fehman comes into the ball game now for Hastings. So the Broncos will go with, well, also coming in is going to be Quincy King. Head coach Jeff Dittman trying to find an offensive spark out there today. 15-10 is the score. Hastings has scored 10 points in about 13 minutes of playing time here in the first half. McEwen has got the ball. Out here in three-point territory, left side of the lane. McEwen comes out to Quincy King. That'll to a Lindsey Ducey. Ducey holds it high above her head. Two-handed pass comes across the top. They get it to Isherwood. Drives it down the left side of the lane. She's fouled on the play by Johnson. Allison Johnson picks up the foul for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on Dakota Wesleyan. 15-10 is the score in this first half. Nope, they're going to give Isherwood a couple of free throws here. Fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rachel will have one more. This will be her 1,000th career point if she hits this one. And she makes it right there. So Rachel Isherwood now with 1,000 career points at Hastings College. And it comes at the 6:56 mark of this first half. 15-11 now. Hastings trailing by 4 points. Maley has got the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Out to Barcher. Double team. Barcher has it deflected away by Isherwood, and Rachel grabs it for Hastings. That is the 10th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. Out of Fehman. Here's McEwen with the ball high above her head. Out in 3 points. Territory sends it inside to Ducey. Now to Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood comes out to Fehman. A little ball fake. Drives it down the lane. The ball poked away from Fehman out of bounds as Johnson got her hands in there for Dakota Wesleyan. End of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Ashley Palmer. Palmer with 3 threes and a 2-point field goal so far today. 11 points leading the Tigers in scoring. Hastings will play things in. Quincy King with the ball. Now to Fehman, deep in the corner left side. Out to Heather McEwen. Circles around, takes it to the left side of the lane. Entry pass to get it to Ducey. Ducey goes down in the corner. Quincy King moves to her left, fires up a 12-footer. No good. Ball poked around. It's going to be picked up by Maley. Ashley Maley has got it for Dakota Wesleyan. Now to Ashley Johnson. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. They've got a 4-point lead over Hastings. It is 15-11. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Nota Boom has got it. Comes across the top to Allison Johnson. Johnson holds it. Now left side. Ashley Johnson has got it. Drives the ball against King. Right to the basket. Shot no good. Johnson fell down with after the shot, but it's taken down here by Ducey of Hastings. Out of King to Heather McEwen for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound poked out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, they give it to Hastings. Lost out of bounds there by Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Brittany Hills into the ball game now for the Tigers. 5:40 to play here in the first half. It is 15-11. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings here this afternoon at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Ashley Johnson with a ball now to a Brittany Hills on the far sideline, picked up there by Fehman of Hastings. Hills comes across the top now to Palmer. She drives it to the hole, dumps it down low, grabbing the ball and missing the shot. It's going to be Nota Boom. It's recovered here by Ducey of Hastings, but a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Dakota Wesleyan. And Hastings will come back the other direction. That's going to be the 6th team foul on the Tigers. It's going to go on Maley. That's going to be her first. A rebounding foul on Ashley Maley. 15-11. Dakota Wesleyan has led this baby from the opening tap. Tigers scored the first 5 points of the ballgame. Here's Ducey with the ball. Now to McEwen. Here at the top of the circle. Comes over on the right side. That's going to be Fehman. Fehman now to Isherwood. Isherwood out to Quincy King. King drives it out the left side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. Kicks it back out to McEwen. Sends it back inside to Ducey. Her shot from right in front of the basket is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Fehman grabs it. Tries to save it from going out of bounds. The officials look as he knocks it off the leg of Palmer. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Nice play there by Kim Fehman as he was falling out of bounds and just knocked off the leg of Palmer out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Johnson checks out. Dorachek back in for Dakota Wesleyan. Fehman gets it to McEwen, deep right corner. McEwen sends it inside down to Ducey, spins on the baseline, puts up a shot, it's good. Lindsey Ducey scores for Hastings. She has now got 10 points in the ball game. 15-13, the Broncos back to within two. 4:39 to play here in the first half. Over in the wing on the left side is Dorachek. She just falls down with the ball and a traveling violation is called. Kenzie Dorachek was going to drive it there against Isherwood and fell down with the ball in the wing. And she is whistled for the traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers already on Dakota Wesleyan, but they still have a 2-point lead. Hastings can pull ahead for the first time today with a 3-point field goal in this possession. Here's Isherwood with the ball. Comes out to McEwen. McEwen now to Fehman. Left side of the lane. Kim holds it. Now to Ducey. Kim sets a screen. Ducey comes out to issue it at the top of the key. Brings it back to Feynman. Fakes the three. Dribbles behind her back inside the three-point arc. To McEwen. Entry pass to Ducey. It's tipped away from her and it's picked up here by the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Noda Boom has got it for Dakota Wesleyan. Now to Palmer. Palmer comes out to Johnson. Now to Brittany Hills. Left side, that's a Jurachek with the ball picked up there by Isherwood. Top of the key. Bailey throws up a long-range jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to McEwen. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped away from Isherwood out of bounds. Sliding over here was actually Bailey for Dakota Wesleyan just getting her hands on it. 3:49 to play in a quick-moving first half here this afternoon. Had only one timeout. Very few free throws in the first 20 minutes. 15-13. Both teams really struggling offensively. Here in this one, Hastings is a team that's been averaging close to 80 points per ball game this year. They've got 13 on the board here so far. There's a lob pass inside to get it to Stadler, and she can be hammered on the play. And the foul here is going to be called an Angela Notaboom of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. That's going to send the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader, Alicia Stadler, to the free throw line here for Hastings. 15-13 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. I think Stadler maybe got poked in the eye. The officials talk with her at the free throw line. Alicia will try to focus in here at the stripe. Puts it up there. The shot is off of the iron. No good. Stadler is 70% foul shooter on the season. She's now 41 out of 59 from the free throw line, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. Still wiping her right eye. I think she got poked in the eyeball down there. Here's the next shot. It's good. So she hits one out of two, and Hastings is within 1 point. 15-14 is the score. Ashley Johnson will now bring it up for Dakota Wesleyan. Isherwood will pick her up as she crosses the midcourt stripe. Johnson comes across the top to Ashley Bailey. Now right side to Noda Boom, picked up there by Ducey. Noda Boom comes out to the top of the key. That's going to be Palmer with the ball as she holds it against McEwen. Brings it back to the right sideline to a Noda Boom. Gets rid of it. Now to Allison Johnson. Johnson, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Noda Boom. Shot is up there. It's good. Noda Boom scores from just inside the three-point circle. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan with a three-point lead over the Broncos. 17-14 here this afternoon. Wild pass inside. Stadler grabs it. Her shot no good, and she's fouled again. Alicia Stadler is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Noda Boom again. That's going to be her third. So Angela Noda Boom now with three fouls here for Dakota Wesleyan. She's a 5'10" senior from Corsica, South Dakota. Stadler back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. Alicia now 2 out of 3 from the stripe this afternoon. Both of her points have come from the free throw line. Noda Boom checks out. Here comes Emily Bastian back in there for the Tigers. 17-15. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Stadler hits a pair, and the Broncos are back within 1 point, 17-16. 2:59 to play in the first half this afternoon. There's a Brittany Hills with the ball. Now to Allison Johnson for Dakota Wesleyan. Nice pass inside to get it to Bailey, and she's fouled into play. Nice quick pass there by Allison Johnson from the wing. They got it to Ashley Bailey. Took it down the right side of the lane, and she is fouled into play. And now Ashley Bailey goes to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. The foul goes on Rachel Isherwood. That's going to be her first. Fourth team foul in Hastings today. Top of the free throw line is up and in by Ashley Bailey. She is a 56% foul shooter. Dakota Wesleyan is a team hitting 66% of their foul shots so far this year. That is 8th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 18-16, the Tigers trying to pull off a major upset here this afternoon of the number one ranked team in the country. Next shot is up there. It is good by Bailey. 19-16, Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Hastings back with the ball. Kim Feynman has got it on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Feynman down to the top of the key, dribbling with the ball. Comes over to Ducey on the wing, fakes the three, takes it to the elbow, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound Tesh, she lost it, out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Tesh loses the ball out of bounds, trying to grab the offensive board, and now Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball here with 2.5 minutes to play in the first half, 19-16. Tigers with a three-point lead. This is Brittany Hills with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Hills goes to Allison Johnson, picked up there by Feynman of Hastings. Johnson's pass into the lane is going to be intercepted by Ducey. Turnover number 12 on Dakota Wesleyan as they try to get the ball to Bailey as she was working against Lindsay in the paint. And now Hastings comes back and they have a tipped out of bounds here by Brittany Hills of Dakota Wesleyan. 2:08 remaining here in the first half. It is 19-16. Tigers with a lead over the Broncos. Here's a Feynman with the ball. Feynman over there on the left wing. That's a McEwen. Not a Ducey, top of the key. Dribble penetration. They go down in the corner. That's Payman. Not a Ducey. Back outside to Tesh. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped down and is picked up here by Payman. Payman goes over to Ducey. Fakes the three. Now drives inside. Spins. Goes to Stadler. Now to Payman from 15. Shot is short. And the rebound comes down to Ashley Johnson. Long pass down to four. Allison Johnson has got it now. A minute and 36 seconds to play in the first half. The Broncos have 16 points on the scoreboard. 19-16. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Ashley Johnson goes on the high post, knocked away from Bailey. Ball is loose. It comes out near the 10-second line. It's picked up there by Ashley Johnson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Johnson working left side and now drives the ball against Tesh. Tries to dump it down low to Olsen. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and now a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation on Dakota Wesleyan as Stadler got that last block for Hastings. 1:10 remaining here in the first half, 19-16. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Payman with the ball for the Broncos. Goes to Lindsey Ducey now. Ducey over here to Becky Tesh. Free throw line extended right side to McEwen. Entry pass. They get it to Ducey. Her shot is up there. She banks one home. Ducey's got 12 out of the 18 points for Hastings here in this first half. It's 19-18. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. 45 seconds to play now in the first half. Ashley Johnson has got it for Dakota Wesleyan. As they get it to a Marie Olsen, picked up there by Stadler, way beyond the three-point circle. And now there's a pass deflected out of bounds by McEwen. They've got their post players, Marie Olsen, way beyond the three-point circle. That's forcing Alicia to come out there for Hastings to guard her. Jeff talked about it during the pregame show about some matchup problems here this afternoon. There's Ashley Johnson. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Feynman. That's the 14th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. And now Hastings can pull ahead for the first time here. With under 30 seconds to play in the first half, McEwen has got the ball. McEwen comes to Feynman, left side of the lane, pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer, shot good. Kim Feynman scores, and that gives Hastings their first lead of the ball game, 20-19. With 13 seconds to play here in the first half, here's Brittany Hills. Hills loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Bailey. Bailey in the paint works against it. Ducey forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. That is the end of the first half of play as the ball goes out of bounds. So Hastings will have their first and only lead here right at the end of the first half as Kim Feynman hits the short jumper for Hastings, and the Broncos will have a 20-19 advantage here at halftime. Anything but pretty here this afternoon at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. First half in the books today, women's college basketball in 1230 KHIS. The score, it is Hastings 20, Dakota Wesleyan 19.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting, featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Corn Palace, Mitchell, South Dakota, here this afternoon. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings College men and women wrapping up their regular season here this afternoon with this road ball game. Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament gets underway next week. Both the Hastings College men and women will have a bye in the opening round. That'll be on Tuesday night. Both teams will play on Thursday, and both teams should be at home. The pairings will be out later on today from the Great Plains Athletic Conference office in Sioux City. But both Hastings College teams will play next Thursday against teams to be determined after today's action. Final day of the regular season across the conference today, and the games are Briarcliff playing at Midland Lutheran today. Hastings here against Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside is in Lincoln to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Sioux Falls is at Northwestern today. Dort is at Doan, and Dana is playing at Mount Marty. Those games are all getting underway at 2-4 respectively today. Hastings with an early start with 1-3 contest here at the Corn Palace. On the women's side of things in the GPAC, the top four teams out of the regular season race will receive the byes on Tuesday night. And as of now, those four teams on the women's side, Hastings, Northwestern, Briarcliff, and Morningside. Hastings has already won the conference championship, 16-1. They've got a two-game lead over Northwestern. The Red Raiders have locked down the number two spot, so the first and second seeds for the GPAC tournament have already been decided, with Hastings being number one, Northwestern number two. Briarcliff right now is sitting at 12-5 in the conference, Morningside at 11-6. Concordia is at 11-7. Mount Marty at 9-8. Dort is at 9-8. Sioux Falls is at 9-8 as action gets underway here today. So the number one ranked team in the country, Hastings College, struggling along here this afternoon as Dakota Wesleyan held the lead throughout much of the first half. In fact, the Tigers scored the first 5 points of the ball game today. Got onto a 5-0 lead. They led by as many as 7 points at 11-4. Hastings came back to pull within 1 point at 17-16 with 2:59 to play in the first half. And then the Broncos finally getting a field goal from Kim Feynman with 13 seconds to play in the first half to give them their first lead of the ball game. And that's the difference so far. Hastings with a 1 point lead over Dakota Wesleyan here at halftime. It's the Broncos 20 and Dakota Wesleyan 19. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Top-ranked Hastings with a one-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan. At the break, it is 20-19 in favor of Hastings. The Broncos in the first half shot just 24% from the floor. They were 7 out of 29 from the field today for 24.1%. They missed all 7 of their three-pointers. And they were 6 of 8 out of the free-throw line, 75%. Dakota Wesleyan hit 53% in the first half. They were 7 out of 13. 3 out of 6 on three-pointers for 50%, 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Rebounds, Dakota Wesleyan getting the job done over Hastings, 16-12 so far. Dakota Wesleyan with no offensive rebounds compared to 6 for Hastings. The Broncos have turned the ball over 4 times here in the first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan already with 16 turnovers against the Hastings defense. The Broncos with no block shots and 7 steals. Dakota Wesleyan with no block shots and 2 steals in the basketball game so far. Broncos being led by Lindsay Ducey. She's got 12 points in the basketball game. Ducey so far in the ball game, 5 out of 11 from the field, 0 out of 1 from 3-point territory. So Ducey with 12. Needs 14 now to break the all-time scoring record at Hastings College, currently held by Mary Stoom. I'm sure that's the furthest thing from her mind this afternoon, as Hastings is struggling here in the first half, leading by only 1. The other scores for Hastings: Alicia Stadler, 3 points. Rachel Isherwood has got 3 points in the ball games, as Isherwood has now got 1,000 points in her career at Hastings College. Kim Feynman has been the only other girl to score for Hastings in the first half. She's got 2. Ashley Palmer leading the way for the Tigers. This is a girl that's been averaging 1.1 points per ball game. Knocked down 3 3-pointers, her first 3 of the season in the first 5 minutes or so of the ball game. She's added a field goal since. She got 11 points in the contest here for Dakota Wesleyan. Angela Notaboom has got 4. Ashley Maley has got 2. And Brittany Hills has got 2 points for Dakota Wesleyan. 20-19 is the score. Hastings College with a one-point lead here at halftime. Coming up next, we've got Hastings College Spotlight. And then we'll have the second half for you here on 1230 KHAS. The inner score at halftime, it is Hastings 20, Dakota Wesleyan 19. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Hey kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win prizes. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. Joining me at halftime this evening is the director of the Campus Health Services. It's Beth Luttrell. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly.
Okay, Beth, we're going to talk a little bit about a week that just kind of wrapped up. It was a sexual responsibilities week just wrapped up at Hastings College. Talk a little bit about some of the events that went on during this week.
This is a week that helps students realize what they need to do if they choose to be sexually active and stay safe. So part of the festivities, we'll call them, centered around Ask the Sexperts, which were physicians, professors, people from Hastings Family Planning who came and answered questions that students submitted via writing anonymously, and answered those questions so that students would have accurate, dependable information to work from. And then following the Ask the Sexperts, there was a Sexival, which was put on by all of the campus peer education groups, in that each group had a carnival-type game, which asked questions related to their topic that connected with sexual responsibility, and students were eligible for prizes and raffle prizes.
Okay. Now, when the I know it's kind of certainly for those college-age students, really an uncomfortable topic sometimes to talk to people in front about. Did you notice any of that? Was there any kind of level of students being just kind of uncomfortable, and did they get better as the week went on?
Typically, they're not uncomfortable because all the questions are submitted in writing. It's not like they have to raise their hand and the professor call on them and say, "What's your question?"
Yeah.
You know, it's all done in writing, and then the questions are compiled by categories, like topics, and then the physician or the professor or the nurse, whoever takes the question, can answer several at once.
Okay. Now, why did Hastings College really start Sexual Responsibilities Week?
Well, I think it's important for students to live through, survive mm-hmm. their college years, and for students who choose to be sexually active, STIs, HIV and AIDS are all certainly life-threatening in some cases. Illnesses that people need to have good factual information about.
Okay. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about the peer education groups. How did they come up with their presentations, their carnival games, so to speak, for the Sexual Responsibilities Week? What kind of work went on with that?
We have six different peer education groups on campus, and they are all lumped under an umbrella. But each group has its own topic, mental health, health issues, GBLT and allies, HIV and STIs, and alcohol and other drugs. So even though they teach specifically on a particular topic, all the topics are very interrelated, and so they were able to come up with games and questions for their topic that fit into the notion of acting responsibly if you choose to be sexually active.
Okay, and was this week pretty well received by the Hastings College students?
Yes, it was. We actually held the Ask the Sexperts and Sex of All on a night that there was a big, huge basketball game on campus, mm-hmm. and we still had about 10% of the campus population involved in our activity. So it was well received.
Okay, well, Beth Luttrell, once again, thank you so much for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight, talking about Sexual Responsibilities Week. And once again, thank you for all you do at the Health Center.
Thank you for having me.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Court and Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon with Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Again, the Hastings women's basketball team shot 24% from the floor in the first half, and the Broncos have struggled to a 22-19 advantage here at halftime as Rachel Isherwood drives and gets the first field goal of the second half for Hastings. Just like that on the pass from Ducey as Lindsay had it in the paint there and then went out to Isherwood. So Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game, 22-19 as play gets underway here in the second half this afternoon from Mitchell, South Dakota. Ball poked away there by Thaman. It's retrieved here by Allison Johnson of Dakota Westland. Tigers had as much as a 7-point lead in the first half over Hastings. There's another ball is going to be deflected out of bounds this time by Isherwood as she was all over Angela Notaboom out there on the far sideline. So just underway here in the second half, 22-19. Hastings College now with a 3-point lead, and now Dakota Wesleyan will try to inbound the ball, and at the count of four, they will immediately call a timeout. So just, 36 seconds into the second half, Dakota Wesleyan will call the TO. We'll take a break, 19-24 to play in the ball game now. Hastings 22, Dakota Wesleyan 19.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
From Lincoln, 30 seconds to play in the first half. Nebraska leading Colorado in women's basketball, 43-35. Here's Johnson in the way. Her shot's going to be no good, and a shot clock violation as that one did not draw iron. So Dakota Wesleyan turns it over for the 17th time already in the basketball game. We're 45 seconds into the second half. 17 turnovers, and they're still within 3 points of the top-ranked team in the country this afternoon. Hastings, here's a Feynman, goes to Ducey, now to Ishwood, left side of the lane. Ish out on top again to McEwen, now to Ishwood, dribbles into the lane, puts up an off-balance shot, it's around the rim, falls off, no good. Stadler grabs the rebound, but throws it out on the wing, it's going to be intercepted. Palmer grabs it now for Dakota Wesleyan, running back the other way, they get it to Notaboom, driving layup, good. Palmer gets the assist, and Notaboom gets the field goal, 22-21. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Kim Feynman out here. Right side of the lane for the Broncos. Comes out to Ishwood. Entry pass to get it to Ducey. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Last touchdown there by Statler. Again, Ducey with 12 points in the first half for Hastings. The Broncos shot just 24% from the field. That's the lowest that they have shot since they hit 17% of their field goals in that ball game against Briarcliff a couple of weeks ago. Hastings went on to beat the Chargers that day by a score of 70-64. So some shooting woes today here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Broncos hanging on to a 22-21 advantage. Palmer in the lane, double teamed, and then throws the ball out to the far sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. Nobody home there. Palmer was surrounded by Broncos, and she just throws it to the far sideline. Nobody was there. It goes out of bounds. The 18th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. Hastings will play things in off of the far side. Feynman has got it now. Behind his screen from Ducey. Gives the ball away to Lindsay. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Feynman. Kim dribbles over here on the wing on the right side. Dribbling with the ball. Man-to-man defense for Dakota Wesleyan. Ishwood inside to Ducey. Shot is up there. She misses that one. Rebound Stadler. That shot no good. Rebound saved by Alicia. Gets it into the hands now of Ducey. Now to Feynman. Shot is up there. It's good. Feynman scores. 3 shots at the bucket there for the Broncos at least. And Kim Feynman finally gets it to go down. 24-21. Hastings with a three-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. Here's a Brittany Hills. Hills goes to Johnson. The ball is tapped out of her hands, out of bounds. Feynman over here defensively for Hastings. And they will give the ball to Dakota Wesleyan. So the Tigers will play things in right in front of the DWU bench. Johnson will inbound the ball here for Dakota Wesleyan. Finally, she does. Gets it to a Brittany Hills, and she's going to be fouled into play. Nope. She was stepping on the sideline. Ishwood was all over her as he trapped her along the far sideline, and she stepped out of bounds. A turnover on Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings College comes back with the ball with a three-point lead. Kim Feynman has got it for Hastings. Feynman goes over on the wing to McEwen. Ball high above her head, sends it inside to Ducey, to Statler at the free throw line, now to Ishwood. Ishwood out to McEwen, top of the circle. Feeds it inside down to Ducey, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ducey is knocked down, no foul called. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan on the break. Allison Johnson drives it to the hole against McEwen. Shot is good, and she's fouled in the play. Allison Johnson gets the field goal for Dakota Wesleyan. McEwen picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be Heather's first. And now going to the free throw line will be Johnson. She is eighth this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage, hitting 78% of her foul shots. Emily Bastian comes out of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes Ashley Maley back in there. It's 24-23. Hastings with a one-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan. The shot from the free throw line by Johnson is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Ducey. That's only the third free throw of the day for Dakota Wesleyan. We're in the second half, about 3 minutes in. The Broncos with a one-point lead, 24-23. Here's Feynman with the ball, dribbling to the elbow, left side of the lane, comes to the near side to McEwen. Out of the free throw line is Statler. They get it inside to Ducey, backs up, and a foul is going to be called. Ducey backing up down the lane, and a foul is going to be called here on Ashley Maley of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be the second foul on Ashley. Team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half of play. 16:51 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading 24-23. Here's McEwen with the ball on the baseline, spins, puts up a shot, knocked out of her hands, and another foul is called. This one on Palmer. Ashley Palmer picks up the foul. That's her first. Team foul number two on the Tigers. This will be a shooting situation, though, as McEwen will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. McEwen, an 87% foul shooter in the season, 36 out of 41. Shot is up there. That one goes down the hole. Good. She'll have one more. Heather had 17 points the other night as Hastings beat Dana. Second one is up there. It is good. So that's the first 2 points in the ball game for Heather McEwen. She's been on back-to-back games where she has scored 17. Broncos with a three-point lead now, 26. The 23 matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Tigers had a 7-point advantage in the first half. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Ashley Maley has got it at the top of the key, picked up by Statler. Puts it on the floor, dribbles in the corner on the left side. Bailey comes out on top. Ball gets away from Notaboom, but she chases it down near the midcourt stripe. 6 seconds on the shot clock. There's a feed to the wing. It's going to be deflected by Ishwin. It goes out of bounds. 2 seconds on the shot clock. And Dakota Wesleyan will play things in here on the near sideline in their offensive zone. Brittany Hills will hold the ball here for Dakota Wesleyan. Looking, and now we got a foul called out here. Let's see, a foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Feynman. So now they get the fresh shot clock. Feynman gets hit with a personal foul. That's her first. Second team foul on Hastings. So instead of Dakota Wesleyan forcing up a shot in that possession, they'll get the fresh shot clock, and they can take their time here. 26-23. There's a pass. It's going to be intercepted, though, by Statler. A turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Statler gets the ball. Now to Ishwood. Now to Feynman from 15. Her shot is up there from the left corner. No good. Ducey had the rebound, lost it. It is picked up now by Palmer, and a jump ball is going to be called. And the fans don't like that one as Ducey was all over Palmer. They call it a jump ball, but the arrow pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is 8-21 on the season, trying to pull off a major upset today against the top-ranked team in the country, 26-23. Hastings has got the advantage, and now a foul is going to be called on Ishwood. Ishwood is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. She was riding Ashley Maley to the hole there and picks up the personal foul. Brittany Hills will inbound the ball here for Dakota Wesleyan. Getting away is Allison Johnson. She drives inside. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Statler. Alicia grabs it for Hastings College on the near sideline. Out of McEwen, stops for three. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Dakota Wesleyan. Ashley Maley gets the rebound. Dribbles out of there for the Tigers. Hastings still with a three-point advantage, 26-23, 4.5 minutes in the second half here this afternoon from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Brittany Hills to Ashley Maley. Maley takes it to the left side. Here's a long-range jumper for three. Good. Ashley Notaboom hits the three ball. She's got 9 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan will call a timeout here. 15 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 26, Dakota Wesleyan 26.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, during halftime in Lincoln Women's College basketball, third-ranked Nebraska is leading Colorado by the score of 43-36. Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. The Broncos trailed early, 11-4 to Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings got their only lead of the ball game in the first half as Kim Feynman hit a short jumper with 13 seconds to play. Give Hastings a 20-19 advantage at the break. Broncos got up to a three-point lead a couple of times in the second half, a 22-19 and a 26-23. Dakota Wesleyan has come back now to tie things up at 26 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Becky Tesh into the ball game now, takes it down to the baseline. Tesh comes out to Feynman, down to Heather McEwen, back to Becky Tesh, mishandles the ball. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch there by DWU as Brittany Hills got her hands on it there for the Tigers. Hastings will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Feynman holds it, comes out to McEwen in three-point territory, back to Kim in the corner. Feynman gets away on the dribble, brings it up high on the block, down to McEwen. Entry pass to get it to Statler, shot is up there and in. Alicia Statler scores right in front of the goal there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Statler has got 5 points in the contest. 28-26. Hastings out with a two-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan goes right to work. Inside, Maley takes it down on the baseline. Gives it away down to Notaboom. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Statler. Second block of the ball game for Alicia. Statler now with 56 blocks on the season. Statler's number two in the conference in block shots. She's got two so far this afternoon. Here's Palmer with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Out to Notaboom. Right side. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Hills. It's good. Brittany Hills throws up a three ball from the right wing, and Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings, 29-28, 14-27 to play here in the first or second half. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. McEwen has got it top of the key. We go to Wesley and still in the man-to-man defense. Ducey at the top of the circle holds the ball high up overhead. Comes to Feeman. Entry pass to get it to Statler. Outside down to McEwen for three. Swish. Heather McEwen knocks down her first three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Hastings goes back out on top, 31-29. Women's college basketball action here this afternoon. There's a Brittany Hills driving down the right side of the lane. She falls down, and a foul is going to be called. Tess one is a traveling violation call. That's not the case. Instead, she gets hit with a personal foul. That's her second. So two fouls now on Becky. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings. This is the final game of the regular season for both of these teams. The Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament gets underway next week. Dakota Wesleyan will play on Tuesday. Hastings will have the bye in the opening round. Here's the entry. The inbound pass is going to be intercepted by Feynman, and Feynman is knocked down here on the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Feynman's kind of standing on 1 foot trying to get rid of it there, and then she was knocked down into play by Ashley Johnson, and Ashley gets hit with a personal foul. Would have just left her alone. I think Kim would have lost her balance and fell out of bounds. Ashley Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's her first. Hastings with the ball now in a two-point lead, 31-29. Ducey comes out to Tesh at the top of the circle. Bounce pass to Statler. Back outside to McEwen for three. Shot is off of the right side. No good. Ball tapped out of there. Dakota Wesleyan grabs it. Emily Bastian has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Gets it ahead now to Brittany Hills. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Ashley Johnson back outside. Brittany Hills, a three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot, no good by Maley. She's fouling the play by Ducey. Lindsay Ducey picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan will be Ashley Maley. Maley's got 2 points in the ball game and a couple of free throws. 31-29, Hastings with a two-point lead with 13:20 to play in the ball game. Shot from the line is up and in by Maley. Hastings had this trouble the other night against Dana. Did not play with a whole lot of emotion in that one, but eventually took care of business and beat Dana by a score of 81-56. This might be a harder team to put away here this afternoon as Maley hits her second free throw. They're playing on Seniors Day in their final ball game here at the Corn Palace as Dakota Wesleyan will be on the road for the opening round of the GPAC tournament. And Dakota Wesleyan is now tied with Hastings at the 13-20 mark of the second half. We're tied up at 31 points apiece. Nobody expected this one, I'll guarantee you. Here's a Ducey with the ball down low to Tesh. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Getting over there was a Bastian for Dakota Wesleyan to deny that attempt there from Becky Tesh. So Hastings will inbound the ball. McDermott will get it to Ducey. Now outside to Becky Tesh. Dribbles into the lane. Nice feed down low to Statler, and she lays it in. Tesh with a dribble penetration. Alicia Statler scores to the left side of the goal down on the baseline. 33-31. Hastings now with a two-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. Here's Brittany Hills on the dribble. Moves it between the circles as she goes to Ashley Johnson. Johnson on the high post. They get it to Marie Olson, who's back into the ball game now. There's a Tiger going down in the lane, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. That was Allison Johnson that took a hit there for Dakota Wesleyan. Ducey gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Ducey. She's going to have to check out. Here comes Isherwood into the ball game now for Hastings. 12:45 to play in this one. It is Dakota Wesleyan trailing Hastings by the score of 33-31. Johnson has got the ball and the baseline picked up by Tesh. Nice pass down the lane. The shot is up and in. Emily Bastian cutting down the lane. They got her the ball and she lays it in. 33-33. We're tied up again. 12:30 to play here in this basketball game from the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Hastings with the ball. Here's McEwen. Bounce pass. Statler mishandles it. Picks it up on the baseline. Comes out to Heather. Drives it down the lane. Wrap around pass. Deflected. Picked up by Statler. And the shot is up and in. Alicia Statler gets the field goal. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. 35-33. Hastings now with a two-point lead. Broncos still in a man-to-man defense. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Wesleyan dribbling with it. Ashley Johnson picked up by Tesh. Goes to Marie Olson. Now to Ashley Johnson. Rather to Allison Johnson. Her shot for three is no good. Offensive rebound. Bastian in the lane. Lost it. Is picked up here by Dakota Wesleyan. They get it back out to Allison Johnson. Drives it to the hole, and she can be fouled on the play by Statler. So the Johnson sisters teaming up there on that possession. Finally, Allison will go to the free throw line for the Tigers. Statler picks up her second personal foul. So now Ducey has got three. Alicia's got two. That's the seventh team foul on Hastings here in the second half. And Johnson will have two shots. Her shot is up and in. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. One out of two from the free throw line. So now Dakota Wesleyan is in the bonus for the rest of the ball game. 11:52 to play. 35-34. The Broncos with a one-point lead. Allison Johnson Well, two of them marked for the second of two shots. She's the senior from Mount Vernon, South Dakota. Johnson eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is good. And Dakota Wesleyan is tied this ball game back up at 35 points apiece. Becky Tesh will inbound the ball now for Hastings. They get it to Sophia McDermott. Dakota Wesleyan still stays with a man-to-man defense. It's been effective here this afternoon against Hastings. McEwen goes to Statler, right side of the lane, double team. Statler takes it down on the baseline, now to Tesh. Moves it up on the wing on the right side, back inside to Alicia. Her shot is up and in. Alicia Statler scores right at the goal. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. 37-35, Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's Dakota Wesleyan back on the offensive attack. Brittany Hills has got it now, picked up by Tesh. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Kenzie Duracek, who's into the ballgame. Duracek inside to Marie Olson, left side of the lane, turns around, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Isherwood of Hastings. Rachel Isherwood down the far sideline, stops here in backcourt, gets it out to McDermott, into the offensive zone here as she drills to the free throw line. Out of Heather McEwen, bounce pass inside again to Statler, double team, triple team. Statler's got to get rid of it. Finally, she does. Out to Tesh at the top of the key. Tesh moves it on the dribble to the right side of the lane. Diagonal pass down on the left baseline. They get up to McDermott. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Bastion picks it off there for Dakota Wesleyan. The fifth turnover on Hastings. And now Dakota Wesleyan can tie things up here with a two-point field goal. 37-35 entry pass. They get it inside. Bastion in the lane. Top of the key now to Olson. Olson goes to Brittany Hills over in the wing to a Palmer. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line to Bastion. Down low, Olson. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Olson with a rebound. Follow shot is going to be taken out of her hands there by McEwen. Heather dribbles behind her back, brings it into the offensive zone. Finally gets it into the hands of Isherwood. Isherwood drives it down the lane. Here's a pass down to McDermott. Fakes, dribbles to the elbow. Stops right there. Bounce pass, baseline jumper, Statler. Shot no good. Rebound, Bastion. Emily Bastion gets the board there for Dakota Wesleyan down the far sideline. Palmer has got it now. The Broncos retreating on defense. 37-35. Hastings with a two-point lead. Duracek goes inside to Olson. Now top of the key to Hill. Hill drives it down the left side of the lane and throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it down low to Bastion and threw it over her head out of bounds. That is 21 turnovers on Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game, and the Tigers are still within 2 points of Hastings. 37-35, the Broncos have a two-point lead. Biggest lead for Hastings here in the ballgame has been 3 points. 9:52 to play. 37-35, the Broncos with a two-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Isherwood goes to McDermott. McDermott goes over to Kim Thaman. Still a man-to-man defense here for DWU. That's Heather McEwen with the ball at the top of the key. Moves it over here to the right side of the lane. McDermott has got it down in the corner. Now to Isherwood. Isherwood out to Thaman. Dribble penetration. Stops at the elbow. Kicks it out to Isherwood. Drives it toward the hole. A shot no good, and she's fouling the play. A foul will go on Dakota Wesleyan at the 9:29 mark. The scoreboard clock here. Allison Johnson is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Tigers here in the second half, so no free throws. Thaman comes out to McDermott, fakes the three, dribbles to the free throw line, puts up a shot good. McDermott gets the field goal. That's her first points of the ball game, and Hastings now with their biggest lead of the contest at 39-35 with 9:17 to play here in the ball game. Here's a melee with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Goes over to Allison Johnson on the wing. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be too far. They try to get it to Angela Notaboom, who posted up left side of the lane. They threw it to the baseline side of Notaboom, and it's out of bounds. The 22nd turnover on Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. By the way, Ducey is back in there now for Hastings. She'll play with three personal fouls. 39-35. Here's Ducey for three. Her shot is up there, in and out, no good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's still loose. Finally picked up on the hop. Dakota Wesleyan has got it. Ashley Palmer has got it now for the Tigers. Gets into the hands of Allison Johnson. 39-35. Hastings with a four-point lead. We're in the second half. 8:45 to play. There's Allison Johnson. Comes over here on the near side to Palmer. Moves to her right. Fires up a three-pointer. Is good. Ashley Palmer, who was so hot early with three-pointers, hits her fourth three in the ball game. She's now got 14 points in the contest. And it's 39-38. Hastings with a one-point lead. Ducey outside down to McDermott. Brings it back inside to Ducey. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Johnson. Johnson dribbles out of there now for Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers can pull ahead here with a field goal. Allison Johnson hustles into the forecourt for Dakota Wesleyan. On the dribble, moves it to the right side of the floor. There's Palmer down in the baseline. Ashley Maley, she works against McEwen. Comes out now to Ashley Johnson on the wing. Johnson holds it there against McDermott. Top of the circle, they get it to a Notaboom. Notaboom goes over on the wing to a Duracek. Dribbles to the elbow. There's a pass to the near sideline to Palmer. Her entry pass is deflected away. Goes up and touches the rim, and it's going to be brought down now by Isherwood of Hastings. So a turnover on the Tigers. Here's McEwen for three. Her shot is up and in. Heather from a couple of feet from beyond the three-point circle hits another one. That's her second tray of the ball game. She's got 8 points, and Hastings back out to a four-point lead. 42-38. Now we got a timeout. The Tigers want to talk things over. Dakota Wesleyan with 7:33 to play in the basketball game. They want to talk things over. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 42, Dakota Wesleyan 38.
Hey, kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win prizes. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan has not had too much success against the Hastings College women's basketball team. This is the 25th all-time meeting between these two teams. Hastings holds a 22-2 advantage over Dakota Wesleyan, much like the other night when we played in Dana. But the Hastings College men lost to the Dana College Vikings in a series that has been completely dominated by Hastings. Go to Wesleyan hanging right with the Broncos this afternoon. Hastings obviously not playing up to their game here today after the long road trip to Mitchell. Final game of the regular season. Hastings already the conference champions. They've got the number one seed already secured in the postseason tournament. Just basically playing out the season here this afternoon. But Hastings, the number one ranked team in the nation. This game would go a lot toward their national rankings and maybe their national seedings in the postseason tournament. Certainly don't want to drop this one today to a team that is 8-21 on the season. 42-38, Hastings with a four-point advantage in this one. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball following their timeout. They go right to work. Maley down at the baseline, double team now. She has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by McEwen. A turnover in Dakota Wesleyan. That's their 24th of the ball game. Hastings with a four-point lead. Here's Isherwood outside to McDermott. McDermott dribbles to the elbow, out to McEwen for three. Shot good again. Heather McEwen now with 3 three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 11 points. Hastings now leading by 45-38, a seven-point advantage here. With 6 minutes and 59 seconds to go, as McEwen has hit back-to-back trays for the Broncos offensively. Here's Ashley Palmer with the ball, dribbles to the free throw line, stops there. Palmer with her back to the basket, comes out to Allison Johnson. Johnson picked up by McDermott. There's a pass down in the corner on the left side of Notaboom. She drives and has it knocked out of her hands there by Ducey. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:42 to play here in the basketball game. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Brittany Hills will inbound the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Goes in a corner on the right side, and Palmer steps out of bounds. Palmer receives the pass deep in the right corner off of the inbound and took a step back, and that was out of bounds right in front of us. So Dakota Wesleyan gives it right back to the Broncos. Hastings has now got their biggest lead of the ball game at 45-38. And they get the floor with the ball. Kim Thaman on the dribble for Hastings goes to McDermott. Free throw line extended left side. Entry pass to get it to Ducey. Back outside to Heather for three. Shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Ducey tips the ball out, but it's going to be picked up by Palmer. Palmer now to Allison Johnson. Johnson races into the offensive zone, and a foul is going to be called on Thaman as she tried to poke the ball away there for the Broncos. Thaman picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings here in this second half of play. So going to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Allison Johnson. Johnson with 4 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the stripes so far this afternoon. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Johnson is the top scorer for Dakota Wesleyan this year. She's averaging 14 points per ball game. 5'6" senior from Mount Vernon, South Dakota will have one more shot. 45-39. Hastings now with a 6-point advantage with 6:20 to play. Next shot is up there. It is good, so Johnson hits a pair. 45-40. Hastings with the lead. Broncos back with the ball. Kim Thaman, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone to McDermott. Entry pass. They get it to Ducey. Ducey dumps it down low to Statler, and a shot is up and in. Alicia Statler scores there for Hastings. She's now got 11 points in the ball game, 47-40. Hastings again with a 7-point lead. Dribble penetration. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up on the baseline by Nota Boomer. Shot no good. Rebound Nota Boom for Dakota Wesleyan. Out to Palmer for three. Shot is off of the mark this time. It does not draw iron. Dakota Wesleyan saves up and into the hands of Ducey. Ducey gets it out of McDermott. She brings it back 1-on-3. Drives for the hole and her shot's going to be blocked. It's going to be picked up by Isherwood on the baseline for the Broncos. Comes out in the 3-point territory. Gets it into the hands now of Feynman. Dribbles to the right side behind the screen from Ducey. Feynman goes to Statler, dumps it down low to Ducey, spins, mishandles the ball, picks it back up, goes out to Kim Feynman. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Statler, and her foul is going to be called there as Statler goes up for the foul shot. It's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. 5:23 to play in the ball game. It's 47-40. The foul goes on Ashley Maley. That's going to be her third. Statler to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there. Good. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Statler has got 12 points in the ballgame. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 48-40. Next shot is up there. That's off of the right side. No good. And a rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. So it's 48-40 now. Hastings leading by 8 as we approach the 5-minute mark here in the second half. Ashley Bailey with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Tries to drive it down the right side of the lane. Now comes out to Allison Johnson for three from the corner. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. Kim, a runner back for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Dakota Wesleyan will wait for her right there as she approaches the top of the three-point circle. Now to Isherwood. Isherwood comes over to McDermott. Lobs it inside to Ducey. Now to the free throw line is Statler. Shot good. Ducey with another assist. Alicia Statler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 14 points in the ballgame. She leads the Broncos in scoring here this afternoon, and now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout as Hastings has built a 10-point lead. We've got a timeout now with 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan trailing Hastings. It's the Broncos 50, the Tigers 40.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
15 minutes to play in Lincoln in women's college basketball. Nebraska leading Colorado by a score of 56-49. Underway in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Northwestern and the University of Sioux Falls. A game is being played in Orange City this afternoon, and Northwestern has jumped out to a 9-7 lead over Sioux Falls early in that ball game. The rest of the action in the GPAC today, Briarcliff is playing at Midland, Morningside at Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort is playing in Crete against the Doane College Tigers, and Dana is playing at Mount Marty. This doubleheader getting an hour early head start here this afternoon at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, and here in the second half with 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play, Hastings has got their biggest lead of the ball game now at 50-40. Broncos have struggled offensively here this afternoon, but they have now built the 10-point lead. A little bit of breathing room down the stretch here as Dakota Wesleyan will play things in on the near sideline after calling the timeout. Tigers had a 7-point lead in the first half. Hastings led by only one at halftime. Allison Johnson goes down to Palmer, puts Ducey in the air, then fires up a 15-footer. The shot no good. Offensive rebound. Hills, her follow shot is up and in. Dakota Wesleyan did not have an offensive rebound in the first half. They've received several here in the second. 50-42 as Hills gets the field goal to go down there for the Tigers. Hastings back with the ball as the crowd tries to get into the ball game here this afternoon. Here's a Ducey down low. She tries to go in the lane, and it's going to be knocked around. It's going to be picked up here by Palmer. A turnover on Hastings. They're 6th of the ball game. So it's 50-42. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Brittany Hills has got it out in 3-point territory. She's picked up here by McDermott of Hastings. There's a pass across the top of the key now to Allison Johnson. Brings it back here on the right side to a Brittany Hills. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's brought out of there by McDermott. Turnover number 26. In the ball game now for the Tigers. They're still within 8 points. Here's Statler. Goes down to Ducey on the baseline. Ducey comes over to Isherwood. Isherwood back outside to the top of the key. Feynman has got it. Feynman now to McDermott. McDermott drives it down the lane. All the way to the basket. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Dakota Wesleyan. And a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Statler. That's going to be your third. So now Statler and Ducey to a 3 fouls. Here comes McEwen back into the ball game for Hastings, replacing McDermott. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Hastings in the second half. So going to the free throw line is going to be Ashley Bailey for Dakota Wesleyan. She's got 4 points in the ball game, 4 of 4 from the line. 56% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It is good. Dakota Wesleyan had only 2 free throws in the first half. They've had 8 so far in the second half. 50-43. Tigers down by 7. Next shot is up there. That one is good. 50-44. Hastings with a lead. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the basketball game. Kim Feynman has got it for the Broncos. Feynman goes out to McEwen. Entry pass. They get it to Ducey. Spins. Takes it down the lane. And she's mauled in the play. Now Ducey will go to the free throw line here for Hastings as she was found in the act of shooting. Ducey so far in the ball game has got 12 points. She has not scored in the second half. Personal foul goes on Allison Johnson. That's going to be her third. Now the other official comes in here. They're going to say it occurred before the shot. So no free throws here for Ducey. Hastings will play things in. Feynman gets it to Ducey. Now back outside the ring. They get it to Rachel Isherwood. Down in the corner to Feynman. Feynman holds it. Bounce pass into Ducey. Out to Statler at the free throw line. Now to McEwen. Top of the key for 3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Hills for Dakota Wesleyan. 50-44. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Here's a pass by Palmer. It's going to be deflected, but she gets it right back. Palmer out of Johnson, 4-3. Shot is up there. That one is going to be short. Offensive rebound, Notaboom, and she's knocked down on the play. A foul is going to be called here at Hastings. Notaboom will go to the free throw line now for the Tigers. Rachel Isherwood picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her third, and now Jeff Dittman is up. He wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 50, Dakota Wesleyan 44.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here today from 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. State High School Wrestling Championships going on today at Quest Center in Omaha. In between games, we'll check in with Doug Duda, who's on hand for the 3-day event. We'll get the latest update for you in between games today. Also check in with Steve Anderson, the track announcer up at Fauner Park. Get to the daily double results in between games. And then we'll come back here, get some comments from Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and then it's Hastings College men's basketball tipping off at 3 this afternoon between the Broncos and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Be a good matchup here today. Top 2 teams in the conference, although Dakota Wesleyan has wrapped up the regular season championship after Hastings was upset by Dana on Wednesday, but still plenty to play for. Dakota Wesleyan, the 7th-ranked team in the country, we'll see here this afternoon in the finale of the regular season for the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Angela Notaboom for Dakota Wesleyan. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. That's her first free throw of the day. She's now in double figures with 10. And the Hastings lead is down to 5 points and 50-45 with 2:47 to play. Next one is up there. It's good. Dakota Wesleyan was blown out the other night at Northwestern. They lost by the score of 102-49. And now a couple of days later, they're within 4 points of the number one ranked team in the nation, Hastings. That's how badly the Broncos have struggled here this afternoon. Payman goes to Lisa Statler. Down to Rachel Isherwood. Just inside the ring. On the right side of the way. Down to Kim Feynman. Bounce pass to get it inside to Ducey. She's double-teamed. Now to Statler. Drops it down low. And the ball is swatted out of bounds. Statler trying to take it down there to Isherwood. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will play things in with 6 seconds left in the shot clock. From underneath their own basket, Feynman holds the ball for Hastings to McEwen. Her shot from 10, way off of the mark, no good. Rebound, Ducey forces up a shot, and she's fouled in the play. So Dakota Wesleyan with a personal foul in the lane after Ducey gets the offensive board. And Ducey will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Maley. That's going to be her 4th. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Dakota Wesleyan. So Ducey to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. That's her first point of the second half. Ducey has got 13 in the ballgame. which leaves her 13 points shy of breaking the all-time scoring record at Hastings College. Next one is up there. It is good. It is now 52-46. Hastings with a six-point advantage. 2:15 to play as Dakota Wesleyan comes back into the offensive zone. Hills behind a screen, moves it to the right side of the lane. Top of the key now to a Nota Boom. That'll work it back inside, twisting and turning, throwing up a shot as Maley may have been partially deflected there, and the ball is brought out of there by Ducey. Ducey gets it now into Kim Thaman's hands. Kim into the offensive scoring zone. Dakota Wesleyan picking up the Broncos all over the place now. 52-46. Here's McEwen inside to Ducey, forces up a shot. She's fouled again as Ducey is knocked to the floor. Ducey split a couple of defenders on the dribble and then launches up a shot. She was hacked in the arm, and Ducey will go back to the free throw line. The foul there is going to be called on Nota Boom of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her fourth. Ducey back to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's good. Ducey now with 15 in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now back up to 7 points at 53-46. The Broncos led by only one at halftime. Next shot is up there. That one is good by Ducey. The big, tall redhead now with 16 points in the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos have a 54-46 advantage. We're down to a minute and 40 seconds to play. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Angela Nota Boom, free throw line extended left side, and now a timeout's going to be called as the Tigers want to talk things over. A minute and 35 seconds to play now here in the contest. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 54, Dakota Wesleyan 46.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Minutes to play in the first half. Northwestern has got the lead over Sioux Falls this afternoon in women's college basketball. The score is 17-9. Northwestern will be the number two seed for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament that gets underway next week. They'll have a bye likewise on Tuesday night. They'll open their tournament play on Thursday. Top four seeds after today will be the top four teams that finish the regular season. Right now those teams are Hastings, Northwestern, Briarcliff, and Morningside in the women's side of things. Bearings for the tournament next week. We'll be out later on today from the GPAC office in Sioux City. 54-46 is the score. Hastings hanging on to the lead here in their final regular season ball game. The top-ranked Broncos trying to win their 27th game of the season here today. It has not been easy. The Broncos would finish the regular season 17-1. And they can hold off Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Their only loss was that defeat we took a couple of weeks ago at the hands of Morningside up in Sioux City. 54-46 to the score. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball in their offensive end. Ashley Bailey has got it. Bailey now to Johnson, top of the key. Drives it against Feynman, down the left side of the lane. Runs into Ducey, falls down, and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Dakota Wesleyan as Allison Johnson drove it to the hole. 27 turnovers on the Tigers here in the ballgame. Now Dakota Wesleyan will pressure here in backcourt. Ducey goes down the far sideline to Isherwood. Isherwood into the offensive zone. Dribbles at the top of the key, now to McEwen. McEwen holds it in three-point territory, circles around, stops there, has it knocked loose, picks it back up. McEwen comes out to Isherwood, 10 seconds on the shot clock, and now we got a foul called outside the three-point arc. It's going to go on Brittany Hills of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. And now Isherwood will go to the free-throw line here for Hastings. Rachel so far has got 7 points in the ball game. She's now over 1,000 points in her career. She needed only three today to surpass that mark. The shot is up there. It is good. So Isherwood cans the free throw. That gives Hastings a 9-point advantage, 55-46. Here comes the second one. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Nota Boom for Dakota Wesleyan. Nota Boom gets it away now to Brittany Hills. Hills on the dribble, moves it to the far sideline. Picked up there by Statler of Hastings. Hills picks up the dribble. Alicia all over. She hands the ball away now to Palmer. Palmer gets away, dribbles to the top of the key for Dakota Wesleyan. Now to Allison Johnson. Johnson against Feynman, sends it down low to Maley. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Maley grabs the rebound. Bass pass back out to Allison Johnson. Johnson dribbles, spins out here against Feynman, puts up a shot in the lane. That one is going to be no good. Rebound Ducey. She's hit from behind. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball as Ducey is knocked down again. No foul called. We're down to 33 seconds to play, so it appears the Broncos are going to survive here this afternoon. Like we said, it's not been easy for Hastings today. Here's Ducey on the break, 3-on-2, back the other way. Nice feed to Rachel Isherwood, and she lays it in. Ducey gets the assist. Isherwood gets the field goal. Rachel now with 10 points in the ball game. The Broncos have the biggest lead of the contest now at 57-46. Bounce pass in the lane. Maley mishandles the ball. It is loose. It's knocked out of there by Ducey, and it's picked up by Isherwood. 11 seconds to go, and the white flags come up. Hastings is going to win her here this afternoon as Isherwood just dribbles to the ball in backcourt. 5 seconds, and Hastings is going to win her here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan. The final score is going to be Hastings 57 and Dakota Wesleyan 46. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, the women's basketball game in the books here this afternoon. Hastings College hangs on to beat Dakota Wesleyan 57-46. The final score here this afternoon. So Hastings wraps up the regular season 27-3 overall. They finished 17-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan now 8-22 on the season. They are 4-14 in conference play. It was the Tigers who held the lead throughout much of the first half here this afternoon. In fact, Dakota Wesleyan scored the first 5 points of the ball game, led by the score of 11-4 before Hastings came back to pull within 1 point at 17-16 with 2:59 to play in the first half. The Broncos had their first and only lead of the first half. But at the end, as Kim Feynman hit a short jumper from the right side of the lane with about 13 seconds to play to give Hastings a 20-19 advantage, and that was the halftime score. Hastings led 20-19. To go to Wesleyan, and Hastings tied up a couple of times in the second half at 26, also tied up at 31. They were tied for the last time at 35 points apiece before Hastings finally eventually pulled away in the ball game, and Hastings goes on to win by the score of 57-46 over Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. So the Broncos will be the number one seed for the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway next week. Hastings will have a bye on Tuesday. They will play their opening round game on Thursday night. And again, the pairings will be out later on today from the GPAC office in Sioux City. So Hastings College wraps up the regular season with a win this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan. The score 57-46. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we can, actually the numbers in the ball game as we continue right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College wins it in women's college basketball this afternoon, 57-46 over Dakota Wesleyan. Checking the final numbers of the ball game here today, Hastings ended up shooting 32% from the field today. That was it. 20 out of 62 for 32.3%. The Broncos were just 3 out of 17 on three-pointers for 17%. Hastings fortunately knocked down 14 out of 18 from the free throw line for 77%. Dakota Wesleyan 14 out of 35 from the field today for 40%. They were 6 out of 14 from three-point territory for 42%. 12 out of 13 from the free throw line for 92%. Dakota Wesleyan out rebounding Hastings 36-29. The Broncos held a 14-7 advantage on the offensive glass. Hastings turned the ball over only 7 times today. Dakota Wesleyan had 28 turnovers. Hastings came up with 3 block shots and 13 steals. Dakota Wesleyan with 2 block shots and 5 steals. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon 57-46 over Dakota Wesleyan. Scoring in the ball game today, Lindsey Ducey leads the way, 16 points in the ball game, had 12 in the first half, had 4 more in the second. So Ducey ends up with 16 points. That leaves her just 10 shy of breaking the all-time scoring record at Hastings College, currently held by Mary Stoom. She'll try to do that next Thursday in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament for the Broncos. So Ducey leading the way with 16. Alicia Stadler had 14 points. Heather McEwen had 11, and Rachel Isherwood had 10 points. Kim Feynman had 4, and Sophia McDermott had 2 points in the ball game today for Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan was led by Ashley Palmer. She had 14 points in the ball game. Palmer, in the contest, knocked down 4 three-pointers and had a 2-point field goal. So Palmer ends up with 14, with 11 of those coming in the first half. Angela Notaboom had 11 points. The other scorers for Dakota Wesleyan, Brittany Hills had 7. Ashley Maley had 6 points. Allison Johnson had 6. And 2 points for Emily Bastian. So Hastings College wins it this afternoon, 57-46 over Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos wrap up the regular season 27-3, 17-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And they'll now wait for the pairings to come out. We'll see who the Broncos will get next Thursday in the second round of the postseason tournament, as Hastings will have the bye on Tuesday night. Staking up on game time of the second contest here today, the Hastings College men will play the 7th-ranked team in the country in Dakota Wesleyan. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're still about 20 or 25 minutes away from the tip-off of the second ball game today between Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan. What we're going to do, we're going to sneak out of here for a couple of minutes. Doug Duda is standing by at Quest Center in Omaha. He's got an update on the state wrestling tournament. A lot of area kids involved in the championship rounds here today. So we'll step away here for a couple of minutes. Got an update from Doug Duda. So hang in there. We got the second game coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is moments away on your source for sports, 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
It's time now for your state wrestling report on 1230 KHAS. Updates from the state tournament are brought to you in part by CPI Mr. Tire, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Bill Hamburger Remodeling, and Jeans Repair and Sales. We now go live to the Quest Center in Omaha with KHAS sportscaster Doug Duda.
And good afternoon once again, everyone. Doug Duda with you from the Quest Center in Omaha, where the 2010 State Wrestling Championships are underway. And we are up to the 130-pound final and about ready to go to 135. We will take a look at how the finals have broke down here in Class A. Hunter Bamford of Kearney wins 103 with a pin in 5-12 over Foster of Omaha Central. At 112, Miller of Miller South is a 4-3 win over Johnson of Columbus. At 119, an upset, Andrew Reedy of Grand Island upsets unbeaten Jake Miller of Millard South 2-1. And Blake Fruchtel of Grand Island a winner by pin in 5-10. Over Ken Martin of Omaha North. Right now, Carlos Rodriguez is wrestling for the Islanders at 130 pounds, and they have three more to go. Grand Island will win Class A. Kearney is currently in second by 4.5 points over Millard South with no wrestlers left for Kearney, and Millard South has one wrestler to go at 145. Tyler Harris will take on Chase White of Lincoln High, who is unbeaten. So Harris not only has to pull the upset, but he either has to win by tech fall or pin to get the team points necessary to overtake Kearney. In Class B, Daniel Dominguez Jimenez of O'Neill wins 103 pounds, 4-1 over Mertis of Auburn, who had been unbeaten. At 112, Gilman of Omaha Scut wins in a pin over Lincoln of Blair. At 119, Nate Morgan of McCook goes unbeaten with a 7-1 win over Curzon of Bennington. At 125 pounds, Tyler Nation of Scotts Bluff, a 5-3 win over Zane Sackett of Omaha Scut. In Class C, Christian Nielsen of Wood River wins by a pin, 5-18 to go unbeaten over Paris at a Centennial. Connor Bowling of Central City wins a battle of unbeatens as he beats Keegan Blanco of Mitchell 6-2. It was Sean Nagel of Kimball winning his third consecutive state title, and he goes unbeaten except for the class his freshman year. He lost in the finals. He won every other match in his career today. He beat Austin Starkey of St. Paul 17-2. And Carl Bonner of Battle Creek, a 6-0 win over Nathan Merchant of Crofton. In Class D, Drew Smith of Elkhorn Valley wins 103, 4-2 over Forbes of Plainview. At 112, a battle of unbeatens. Eric Sofel of Howells, a 5-2 win over Heath Teal of Southwest. At 119, Justin Tobenheim of Amherst repeats as the state champion, a 6-2 win over Tegler of Elkhorn Valley. And at 125, Evan Carlson of Sutton is defeated 8-0 by Caleb Franklin of Oakland Craig. And that gets us through 125 pounds. We'll take a look at what else is going on right after this break.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
It's not too early to be thinking about spring lawns, and Jeans Repair and Sales in Hastings wants to tell you about the new standard in zero-turn mowers, the Hustler Sport. With a price of $3,099 and low monthly payments available for qualified buyers, the Hustler Sport is the most productive, toughest-built mower ever offered for the homeowner. It may well be the last mower you'll ever need. Call 462-8757 or stop at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings, and test drive the Hustler Sport today.
Back at the Quest Center in Omaha, we'll head back to Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings College men's basketball in just a little bit. Here were the team scores coming in to this round, and we take a look at what we have in Class A. Grand Island will win it with 207.5. Kearney had 155.5, and Millard South had 153, but Kearney has now extended that lead to 4.5 points. Millard South has one wrestler to go. In Class B, Omaha Scut will win it. They have 148 points going into the finals. Boys Town second with 104. Adams Central was ninth with 57. In Class C, It comes down to Madison and Mitchell. Madison and Mitchell. Madison 114 points. Mitchell 113 points. Syracuse and Wood River were tied for third with 100. Central City was fifth with 93.5. Hastings St. Cecilia was 11th with 50. And Class D coming into the finals, Amherst had 119. Of course, they already have a win. Palmer and Plainview are tied at 97 for second place. Oakland Craig fourth, Howells fifth, and Sutton is sixth. We'll give you some updated results right after this break.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Well, a pair of Hastings City wrestlers were in here at 130 and both come out on the wrong side of a championship. Adam Jones of Adams Central was defeated by Kevon Jones of Boys Town. So Joseph loses at the 130 to finish as the runner-up, and Joe Tickle will finish as the runner-up at 130 in Class C. He lost to Dominic Miller of Crofton, who finishes at 40-1. Tickle will end his junior season at 37-6. Joseph will end his senior season at 39-5. Austin Wilson of St. Cecilia, still to wrestle. Bryce Lewis of Minden, Jacob Grease of Northwest, Michael Schaff of Sutton. So still some area kids wrestling in the finals. We'll have another update on the progress coming up after the men's basketball game. But right now, for 1230 KHAS from the State Wrestling Championships at the Quest Center in Omaha, I'm Doug Duda.
State Wrestling Reports on 1230 KHAS are brought to you in part by Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, Vaughn's Printers, Five Points Bank, and Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Find the links to results online anytime at hastingslink.com. And keep listening for updates every hour right here on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Up next, today's Daily Double Report. The results of the first two thoroughbred races at Fauner Park in Grand Island. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Results and prices in a moment.
Five Points Bank, safe, sound, secure.
Hornady Manufacturing has been located in Grand Island, Nebraska for 60 years. Our recent expansion wouldn't have been possible without the backing of our hometown bank, Five Points.
We opened our new restaurant, and business is great. It's nice to know our local bank is backing us.
With the largest lending team in central Nebraska, Five Points Bank takes pride in backing our customers. In fact, we've never stopped and are proud of their success. Five Points Bank.
Well, another kind of gloomy, overcast, wintry day is what greets us on day two here at Fauner Park in Grand Island. But the early Daily Double is now history, and it pretty much went according to Hoyle. We are experiencing overcast skies right now and 27 degrees, but the winds really have tapered off since yesterday, and it's a most pleasant afternoon. We invite you to come over and join us for afternoon's festivities. Winner of the first race here at Fauner was number 6, Tammy, out of the Marv Johnson barn. Tammy paid $583.210. Second, the 3, Scat Royalty at $320 and $220. And the 4, Operator Error, faded to third at $2.10. First race, Exacta, paid an even $21. And because of the scratch at number 1, Cepha's Moneymaker, there was no trifecta wagering. In the back half of the early Daily Double, race 2, your winner, number 6, Step It Up Steph, with Jesus Ponce, out of the Larry Donlin barn. Step It Up Steph paid $5, $3.40, and $2.80. Running second, number 3, Comet Assembled at $5.40 and $3. with the five pony, extra coin, third, at $2.80. That set up a 6-3 exacta, good for $32.80. The trifecta came back at $59. And a pair of sixes cashes in the early daily double this afternoon, 6 and 6, worth an even $14. Still lots of racing to come. If you're in the neighborhood, join us at Fauner Park in Grand Island. Hear the daily double results at Fauner Park in Grand Island each live racing day right here on this station, courtesy of Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reporting trackside, high atop the grandstand, I'm Steve Anderson.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air.